What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and they're loaded up. Let's go to Philip in Virginia. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Hello, we lost Philip. All right, let's switch over to Jim in New York. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir.
Hello? You're on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I heard your number of times talking about your you went to Deutschland for the Christkindl market.
Yes.
And you enjoyed, you in the spirit of Christmas.
Yes.
Was that a beautiful experience for you? Obviously, yes.
It was. It really was.
And just out of curiosity, which cities did you go to?
I was working in Munich.
München?
Yeah, and I got to enjoy Christmas at the Marienplatz.
Oh, yeah. You know, you should have done is gone down to Austria, where they really celebrate this. And I had the opportunity to do a Christmas market tour. And I have to be honest with you, sir, you have the opportunity to take your wife over there. It's a beautiful thing. Just, you know, do a Christmas tour. It's gorgeous.
I can imagine.
You know, you start up north in Rothenburg and wind up down in Salzburg. And it's gorgeous. And, you know, it's just funny when I hear you on the radio, I guess it was minimal your experience there, but you felt something wonderful. It was something that was in your soul. And, I have to say, I don't think you're an atheist. I think you're an agnostic. If you can, allow me to
Well, I'm a tolerant, understanding atheist, and by that I mean I have an issue with all these atheists who go on out and scream and yell about other people's religious decorations, and frankly, I think it shows they're actually insecure in their atheism, and so they have to project it onto other people in order to reassure themselves that what they have concluded is correct. And me, I really don't care. And it's one of the reasons why Claire and I get along so good, and I help her out with her choir. And, you know, we had to do the Christmas thing at her church over the last weekend. You know, I'm not going to force my lack of religion down anybody's throat. At the same time, I don't want them trying to force their religion down my throat. And live and let live, and we'll all get along just fine. But unfortunately, when I was in Germany, it was back in 1986, and it may have changed by now. I got to do the Christmas market virtually every single day because the path from where my hotel was to the studio where I was working went right through the middle of the Marienplatz. And so every day after work, having nothing better to do, I would just stop and go through the market. And I brought back a lot of presents for people from there. And it was a wonderful feeling. And you don't see that kind of feeling and spirit here in the United States. Say again?
There was not spiritual
so much as a Christmas spirit. You know, I mean, people were handing out small goodies to total strangers. And it really was a time of good cheer. It felt very much like the Christmas you thought it should be, reading the books of Charles Dickens or seeing The Prince by Currier and Ives or the paintings of Norman Rockwell. They captured that.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. I absolutely loved it. I miss it.
I have to be honest with you. Claire would probably, you'd probably wind up halfway through the tour holding hands together saying, this is beautiful.
We hold hands an awful lot. you know, we'd be holding hands right from the beginning. We hold hands at the Safeway. We hold hands at the City Mill. We hold hands. Yeah, we hold hands a lot.
No, but it used to be because of love.
Today, it's more a case of keeping each other from stumbling and falling down.
No, but like I said, sir, I heard you making reference to it a number of times. I was like, he did experience that, you know, and, you know, there's...
It was a good time.
Of it, as well, but,
it was very, yeah. very magic. I had some wonderful experiences there. Again, right. involving people I did not know, total strangers. I still have some of the gifts that were given to me back then, hand-painted glassware, a beer stein. I've got my traditional German beer stein. Anyway, listen, Jim, we're going to let you go because I got to do a shout-out now.
Real quick about a beer stein. You know why you have a beer stein? You know why I have the lid on it? To keep the flies out.
I thought it was to keep the thatch from falling in. You know, the beer stein with the cover dates back to when you had thatched roofs and there was always, you know, straw drifting down.
You don't want to be downing a fly or a bee in your beer.
Well, definitely not a bee, but as far as the fly is concerned, who cares? They're not going to drink all that much.
All right, sir. Take
all right, thanks an awful lot.
Christmas tour.
What?
Take her on a Christmas tour. You love it.
Well, you know, this year's the year we're really going to try and get the money to get back to the mainland before we have a nuclear bomb go off over Pearl Harbor. So we don't take vacations. We just don't have the means to do that. So anyway, thank you for the phone call.
She's a hopeless romantic. So are you, sir. And I appreciate
Lucky for me that she is. Anyway, Jim, got to let you go. We got to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the show. And we're going to switch over to Dave in Delaware. Aloha, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm great. I just I heard a last caller. He was talking about like how where all this anti-white propaganda comes from. And I just didn't know if you you knew who was behind the, like, the open borders and the Calgary plan and, like, all that stuff. You know, I wanted to talk to you about, you know, how you will never mention the Jew, you know, when you talk about all these, you know, crazy conspiracies.
Well, we talk about George Soros.
I'm not saying George Soros. You mentioned George Soros. I didn't say that.
Yes.
I'm talking about HIAS, the Hebrew Israeli Aid Service, you know, right? IAID, you know, the Israeli AIDS. They're the ones that are bringing all these migrants into these countries overseas. They're bringing them into Europe, and they're trying to bring them into our country now. So I don't understand how you will never really speak about that, you know. And then, you know, supposedly Trump, he's going to pull our troops out of Syria. You know, I don't know. Did he really even do that? I don't know. Why were we in Syria to begin with? You know, there's a bunch of different little topics that I'd like to speak to you about, Mike, but you always seem like you want to shut down conversations. Last time I called in, you kind of cut me off. So what do you want to say?
Well, we were in Syria over an argument between Israel and Syria regarding an oil pipeline that Israel wanted to build so that they could send oil and gas from the Golan, which Syria still considers to be their territory, up to Europe. Well, that point is now moot because Israel's building the pipeline along the bottom of the Mediterranean. I think the U.S. government wanted to go into Syria and oust Bashar al-Assad and put in a puppet ruler as one more stepping stone on the way to Iran. You need to remember that wars are never started for just one reason. Same thing with assassinations. Usually you get a group of people who may have very different agendas, but all their agendas are solved by the same historic act,
all the anti-white, what about all the anti-white propaganda that they're calling white men devils and, you know, we're the evil scum of society? Don Lemon even said it. Who do you think that's coming off from? Like, where is that from?
It's coming from the globalists, and at the top of the peak of that whole information chain is George Soros and all the groups that he's funding.
Who are the globalists?
Well, the globalists are people like Angela Merkel and Tony Blair and everybody who has bought into this idea that there should be just one government. Hang on a second. There should be one government for the entire planet, and they all dream of polishing that golden throne of planet Earth with their own derriere somewhere down the road. And no doubt they have been.
What about Barbara Leonard Spector? What about Barbara Leonard Spector? That she said that
she's another
going to be behind the whole, you know, Europe's not going to be the monolithic societies they once were.
Okay, I mean, what's the point you're trying to make here? Because all I keep hearing you say is Jew, 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 and you're painting with too broad a brush for this program.
No, you know, I'm not painting.
This program
with any brush.
Is about talking about individuals.
I'm not trying to whitewash anything, Mike. I just feel like you play
the side
where you're going to
sit and wait. I didn't say whitewash. You're painting with too broad a brush. Okay. If you want to talk about individuals who are part of the globalist anti-white movement, you are free to be on this show. But if you're going to come into the show and say the Jew this and the Jew that, yeah, I'm going to cut you off again. That's not the way that we operate any more than we allow people to say the blacks this or the Hispanics this.
I didn't want you to cut me off in the first place, like you cut off the guy Tom from Florida the one time. And you used to also cut off, what's his name? From Barbados, John, because
he died.
Mike, listen to me. I didn't say you did. All you have now is the guy Dustin from New Jersey. He's from Ukraine. He's Jewish. And then you have the other guy from North Carolina, whatever. He's Jewish.
What is
too.
Your problem with
so
Dustin being Jewish? Okay, my first wife was Jewish.
Jewish.
Rivera
was
a Sephardic name. Okay,
he's Ukrainian Jew.
Dave,
I don't care.
Dave,
you know, that's the whole thing.
Dave.
Mike.
Dave, listen to me. Listen to me or I'm dropping you. Okay, can you name an individual globalist or not?
Can I name an individual globalist or not? Yeah, Sheldon Adelson. He's funded Trump's campaign. He's a billionaire. He's a Zionist Jew.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Largest donor to the Republican Party, and he wields tremendous influence over our government for an unelected individual.
Should I keep going?
Well, if you want to, but we're coming up on a commercial break.
Have you ever heard of David Ben-Gurion?
Oh, yeah, of course, but he's not around anymore.
Oh, yeah, the New World Order, the Supreme Court of Mankind ran out of Jerusalem.
Well, there were a lot of people who were talking about that one, and I think one of the still unsettled issues for all the globalists is just where the global capital is going to be. And I know a lot of people in Israel want it to be in Jerusalem because it's a holy city. The United Nations wants it to be in New York. And who knows what George Soros absolutely wants. Anyway, listen, Dave, we're going to let you go here. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Good night. Have a happy new year. All right, getting on back to our local news here. It does seem like Alexandria occasionally has a cortex, can't seem to go a day without just making a fool of herself, from equating the migrants at the border with Mexico with Jews escaping Nazi Germany, to trying to equate them with the baby Jesus in the manger. And now she put out a tweet showing the new plaque that is on her office door. Because they're getting ready for the handover of Congress next week. And so she put out a Twitter with the photo of the plaque, which she captioned, "Don't be fooled by the plaques that we got. I'm still Alex from the Bronx," which, of course, is a takeoff on Jennifer Lopez lyrics from her song Jenny from the Block. And this, of course, resulted in another Twitter storm mocking her for that. Like, can you come up with something original? Or are you always going to be, you know, riffing off of other people here? Okay. Apparently, the Senate security expert that had been working from Facebook has been suspended. And it seems to be a symptom of this whole Russiagate crumbling. Because as it turns out, there was a total of $4,700 spending on Google from Russian accounts influencing U.S. politics. That's not a huge amount. They didn't reach a lot of people. And a lot of those ads favored Hillary Clinton. And, of course, the corporate media just went to town saying, oh, the Russians rigged the election. They were influencing our election. Well, let's be dealing with real politics here, because every government on Earth is always trying to influence every other government on Earth to its own benefit. Look at what Israel does to the U.S. government as a good example of that. But in this case, the evidence is continuing to surface. There was a serious plan that was being considered to just blow up this Russiagate thing, create this whole idea that Russia somehow stole the election away from Hillary Clinton, leading to a legal challenge that would have taken Trump out of the White House and replaced him with Hillary Clinton. Now, I don't know at what point it was called off, but somebody probably said, this is going to be very dangerous. It could result in civil unrest. And don't forget, there were already riots in the streets. The liberals were going nuts. They were trashing cities and cars and property all over the country, even in districts that had voted for Hillary Clinton. All right, let's take another phone call. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I'm sorry. I thought he was asking me if I was responding to something Mark in North Carolina said. This is Frank in North Carolina. But real briefly, I just wanted to respond to something the last caller said. But the thing is, from my point of view, I'm just reporting that your next door Jew, they don't have to be actively involved in any of this because the agenda goes on whether they're actively involved or not. They just have to be quiet and go along with it and not say anything about it.
Okay, so Mark.
The agenda continues.
Okay.
No, it's Frank.
There's a rule. Frank. There's a rule on this show, and I've said it many times before. We will talk about individuals who are doing bad or good things. I do not allow people to come on the show and paint with a broad brush and talk about the Jews or the blacks or the Hispanics as a whole group. Because within all of those groups, you're going to find people who are actually very, very nice. One of my very best friends in Hollywood was Jewish, Renee Valente, and she was a sweetheart. And she was not part of some evil cabal that was against white people. That's the rule here. If you have a complaint against an individual like George Soros or Sheldon Adelson, we'll talk. But don't come on in with this nonsense about how, all the Jews are involved. And I understand that Jewish people, hang on. They do tend to be very isolationist. They do look down on all other people, and that's built into their religion, even against other sects of Jews. And I learned this during my first marriage because my bride was Ashkenazi, and her family basically expressed a lot of hostility towards the Sephardics, of which my ancestry comes from that. The Orthodox. But there tends to be a trace of xenophobia in all of us. And in some societies, it is looked down on and discouraged. Unfortunately, in other societies, it is fanned up and encouraged.
I never had any until I woke up about 9/11. Let me ask you, your friend in Hollywood, the lady, did she see you as a white man?
It never came up in conversation. We were making
I don't think she would be friendly. She wouldn't be friendly towards me as a white man.
Well, I back then I thought of myself as white. I still think of myself as white. Anyway, Frank, we got to let you go. We got to take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to this show here. And we're going to take another phone call from Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing fine, considering it's a Friday, and I got a four-day weekend coming up.
Perfect. So, I, you know, I just got getting home from work, and I kind of chimed in at the end of what Dave was talking about with you. You know, hate doesn't do anybody any good.
Nope.
I sent you a link to a YouTube video. It's a conversation with Jordan Peterson. He's a university professor up here in Canada. He's making the rounds.
Yeah, I was just looking at it.
Yeah. So I've watched that. And basically, he says, you know, in that bell curve of IQ, basically Jews are kind of at the higher end of the center. That's basically why they're, quote, unquote.
So are the Chinese.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the ugly reality. I mean, I know it's not politically correct to say that different groups of people have different IQ, but it is a reality. And I remember many, many years ago when I was still a member of Mensa, this got talked about a lot, that we were living in a society that was working to try and make us ashamed of the fact that we did have a few more marbles than the people walking around us. And today it's politically incorrect to point out where one person might be smarter or more intelligent than the other. In fact, we're even seeing it in the schools where they're not even doing grades anymore because they want everybody to feel good and nobody to feel discriminated against. And they're taking out the incentive for achievement in our educational system. But it is a just like the reality that there are people who are simply more physically attractive. And they're literally trying to demonize that as well, that we're not supposed to look at, you know, beautiful people and admire them for being beautiful people, that we should instead, you know, look at everybody equally. That's not human nature. And that's where liberalism really fails. They actually believe, because of Margaret Mead and coming of age in Samoa, they believe they can change human nature. And every time they try to do that, they fall on their faces.
Yeah, and it's happening right now up in this country, specifically with the federal government. You know, I'm a Darwinian. I believe that we were here because we survived, and the only reason why we survived is because certain, you know, certain offshoots of our genetic past were stronger than others. And I mean, there's nothing to be ashamed in saying that. I don't feel ashamed. I don't feel ashamed to say that the Chinese and you know, the Jewish people have a higher IQ than most of the people, you know, on this planet. I think it's a fact.
Yep.
And you know what?
It is a fact. It's a demonstrated fact. You know, and I remember here in this country when it was coming on out that a certain segment of the population wasn't doing as well on IQ tests. And the liberals came on out and said, well, the IQ tests are culturally biased and they need to be rewritten so that this designated group can do better than others, which sort of invalidates the whole point of having an IQ test to begin with.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, all it is, just, you know, just measuring someone's IQ. It has nothing to do with their drive. You know, it has nothing to do with luck. I mean, there's a lot of other factors that are involved when a person is considered to be what would be the word I'm looking for. I'm still thinking about Jordan Peterson because there's something else I wanted to say. When you're good in your field or whatever, you know, you're what's that word I'm looking for, Mike?
Gifted?
No, you kind of stand out, you know, amongst all the other people.
You're exceptional.
Like these talk show people, you know, like the internet talk show stuff. You're up there. You're right up there. You strive to do well and you do well. I mean, you won't allow people
yeah.
to come on and just, you know, slander.
Well,
I
want to share a little story with you because we're almost out of time. We're into this next commercial break here. I actually grew up completely unaware I had a high IQ. My parents knew it from school testing, but they never shared it with me. And I was literally in junior college when my counselor gave me an IQ test and said, oh, wow. And I joined Mensa for a while. But the reason I left Mensa was I kept running into people who thought they were owed something simply because they had a high IQ. But they really weren't doing anything with it. And that was a huge turnoff. And that's why I quit hanging out at Mensa. Anyway, listen, thank you for the phone call, Al. We got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to take a break from all these people trying to prove that our show is anti-Semitic. And still, actually. And Alan West came out with this article. It's for a former congressman. He's very popular conservative, and he basically came out with his top 10 reasons to vote Democrat, and I think it's a good list here. Number 10 is, I'll vote Democrat because I can't wait for college football season to be delayed or canceled because the student athletes are union employees. Number 9 is, I'll vote Democrat because I believe oil companies' profits of 4% on a gallon of gas are obscene, but the government taxing that same gallon of gas at 15% isn't. Number 8, I'll vote Democrat because I believe the government will do a better job of spending the money I earn than I would. Number 7, I'll vote Democrat because freedom of speech is fine as long as nobody is offended by it. Number 6, I'll vote Democrat because I'm way too irresponsible to own a gun, and I know that my local police are all I need to protect me from murderers and thieves. I'm also thankful that we have a 911 service that could get police to your home in order to identify your body after a home invasion. Number five, I'll vote Democrat because I'm not concerned about millions of babies being aborted so long as we keep all death row inmates alive and comfy. Number four, I'll vote Democrat because I think illegal aliens have a right to free health care, education, and Social Security benefits, and we should take away the Social Security from those who paid into it. Number three, I'll vote Democrat because I believe that businesses should not be allowed to make profits for themselves. They need to break even and give the rest away to the government for redistribution as the Democrats see fit. Number two, I'll vote Democrat because I believe liberal judges need to rewrite the Constitution every few days to suit some fringe kooks who would never get their agendas past the voters. And the number one reason I'll vote Democrat is because I think that it's better to pay billions for oil to people who hate us, but not drill our own, because it might upset some endangered beetle, gopher, fish, or frog. And I think he definitely has laid out much of the agenda. You can't have freedom of speech and an offensive free society. It just will not work. And this hypersensitivity to being offended is being used to undermine our First Amendment rights. Over at NBC News, when Donald Trump went to Iraq, NBC actually published an article Christmas Day, alleging Trump snubbed the troops. And of course, the story was completely incorrect, and NBC has backed down from it and admitted the thrust of the article is no longer correct. Well, it never was correct. It was fake news. But they left the article up there, but they did comment it saying the thrust of the article is no longer correct. Okay. All right. And again, getting back to everybody's already talking 2020. The latest poll is showing that Trump would beat O'Rourke, ties Sanders, but would lose to Biden. So that's where the numbers are. But again, we're looking at almost 2 years to the next election here. Now, Bernie Sanders, who has not yet said that he's going to run in 2020, is complaining, saying that establishment Democrats are already attacking him in the 2020 primary states. He issued a press release saying the Democratic establishment is running attack ads in early primary states to try and undermine his progressive agenda should he run in the 2020 presidential race. Now, I'm wondering why they're doing that, because supposedly the Democrats are liberals and they're progressives and socialists, and Bernie Sanders makes no secret of the fact he's a socialist. But again, apparently there's this group of Wall Street Democrats. They call themselves the Third Way, and saying that ideas like Medicare for All are a path to defeat in 2020. Now, I would actually agree with that. But again, and maybe it's because this is kind of my job to pay attention to all this stuff, but it does seem like that constant campaigning and election process has totally absorbed all of our politicians. They're no sooner out of one election than they're already campaigning for the next one. And I admire those countries that actually have laws saying that campaigns can only run for so many months before the election. Because the rest of the time, we want these politicians, in theory, trying to make this a better country. And I think one of the reasons there was such hostility toward Trump's Make America Great Again campaign was it forced politicians to acknowledge that we're not a great country. Not anymore. And that, in turn, of course, reminds me of that wonderful HBO series, The Newsroom. and I do wish they would bring it back. And in the premiere episode, the anchor, Will McAvoy, is at a college with a question and answer sessions. And the question by one of the students is, what makes America the greatest nation on earth? And the two people sitting with him say, oh, because we've got freedom and it's this and it's that. And, Will McAvoy jokes about, you know, football teams and things like that. And when he's really pressed on the point, he says, no, my answer is we're not the greatest nation on earth anymore. And he launches into this, you know, this explanation of all the things that are going wrong with this country. And you can find this on YouTube. It's called The Most Honest 3 Minutes in Television or something along that. But it was for me, it was the high point of the entire series. Now, earlier we were talking about Mumia al-Jamal regaining his rights to appeal his conviction and the very real possibility that he could be released from jail because the original case against him was weak. Along the same lines, lawyers for convicted Boston Marathon bomber Jokhar Tsarnaev are out there saying they want the death sentence tossed. And their rationale is because it was impossible for him to get a fair trial in the same city where the bomb exploded. So his lawyers filed a 500-page brief with the first U.S. District Court of Appeals. And Tsarnaev's legal team outlined a host of other problems with his 2015 trial. First and foremost, that the defense attorney he was assigned walked on in and said to the jury, yeah, he did it. What kind of a defense attorney is that? I imagine lawyers who are not so strongly connected to the deep state would be disbarred for doing that. The defense lawyer's job is to get them up. And we all know there is evidence that would create reasonable doubt in the mind of a jury. And in fact, I reposted it to the front of whatreallyhappened.com. So, I'd like to see Tsarnaev get a new trial. And I'd like to be able to get in touch with their lawyers with the evidence that we have. Show that to a jury. There's your reasonable doubt. All right, so let's talk about the economic news here coming up on the top of the hour and the lovely Lady Claire. We've been talking about the growing national debt and how out of control it is. Literally back in the 1990s, there was a state resolution that was going from state to state. It was called the Ultimatum Resolution, which said that when the national debt went over $6 trillion, the federal government would be dissolved. Unfortunately, not enough states voted for it to bring it into effect. But even back then, people were saying it was really crazy. And then, you have the other side saying, oh, the debt doesn't matter as long as we've got liquidity. Well, the debt matters because the debt must be serviced. There is interest on that. And right now, we are coming up on the point where paying the interest on the national debt, and we're talking about the interest, not the principal, just the interest payments on the national debt will soon exceed national defense spending. And you know how much that is. So that is how bad the debt is. Now, the interesting thing is, if we had the original economic system of this country with no Federal Reserve, no private central bank, and we've been paying the principal without interest, just since Vietnam, the American people would have totally paid off the national debt. That debt is what enslaves us. That debt is what the privately owned Federal Reserve uses to control us. That's your slave chains right there here. U.S. debt has soared nearly $1.4 trillion from last Christmas. It's rising $44,000 per second. And we were talking the other day about how there had been some money spent during the Christmas holiday shopping binges, but it was not necessarily a good thing because all of it had been borrowed, saddling all those families with more debt at a time when the Federal Reserve is getting ready to keep on rising the prime rate. Now, as we mentioned earlier at the top of our show, the deadline has come and gone for somebody to bid to take over Sears. And if no bid has come on in, and I haven't seen it reported yet one way or the other, then Sears will begin liquidation immediately. Meanwhile, over at the Gap, they're having to close their flagship store on Fifth Avenue in New York. Now, this being the end of the holiday shopping season, all of these retailers should have a certain amount of cash to work with, but apparently not over at the Gap here. Story coming out of Russia today. Remember the big fury over Bitcoin? Oh, that was going to be the future of money. And I do think cryptocurrencies can work, but the way Bitcoin was being handled always smelled funny to me. And experts are now saying Bitcoin turned out to be this year's worst investment. It has lost more than 80% of its value since last year's all-time high of $20,000. It's currently trading below $3,700. And they're predicting it's going to drop below $3,000 in the very near future. Now, getting on back to all those sanctions between Russia and the European Union, and, well, apparently they're not working all that well because Russia-EU trade turnover has surged by almost 22%. It's been steadily growing since the beginning of 2017. So good for them that they're keeping the commerce going. Because that is the path to peace. You make things, you grow things, you sell them, you trade back and forth. That's how you have a peaceful world. Apparently, China's startup bubble is into trouble. And the hottest startups are all crumbling and wiping out investors. One of them was a bike share company. And that's been tried in this country. Didn't work out all that well. The idea was that there would be this stands of bicycles. In China, they're very big on bicycles, more so than America. But there would be these bike stands with all these bicycles. And you would come up to one of them, plunk your plastic in the lock. And then you would take the bicycle and you would ride it to where you were going, where you would find another bike stand into which you would insert the bicycle and leave it. And it sounds like a good idea, but I think a lot of people are concerned about the hygiene of such a system. And the Chinese are really big on hygiene and avoiding infection. And that may have been why they didn't do very well. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is considering an executive order to ban purchases of Huawei and ZTE equipment over the concern that they're a threat to national security, that they might contain spyware. This is happening less than 2 weeks before a U.S. delegation is heading to Beijing to talk about trade and sort out this whole Huawei mess. Now, I know one of the big issues for the U.S. government is that the Huawei cell phones use a form of encryption the NSA is not able to easily break. And the NSA definitely wants to be able to listen to everybody on planet Earth. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Charles in Toledo. Aloha, Charles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Gene. Yeah, I wanted to talk about white genocide, Mike.
I'm sorry, would you repeat that?
I said I want to talk about white genocide and the neo-nationalist supremacist conspiracy theory.
Okay, but make it fast. We're coming up on a commercial break.
No, I'm saying, if can you hold me over to the break?
No, because the Lady Claire's coming on the show, and I've got more news I got to cover. You got about 25 seconds.
You ever heard about David Lane?
I think I've heard the name, but it may not be the same David Lane you're talking about.
No, I said David Lane.
Lane, no.
Oh, it was coined by high-profile, you know, white nationalist Robert Whitaker and commonly associated with the topic of white genocide. Have you ever heard of white genocide?
I've heard it being discussed by a lot of people. Charles, I'm going to have to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Public Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about the economic news here. And there's been a new development in the tariff wars. As of the 30th of this month, Tokyo will begin reducing tariffs and easing quotas on products sold by the United States' largest agricultural competitors, including Australia, Canada, Chile, and New Zealand, as part of the new 11-member Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership. Now, Trump had removed the U.S. from the TPP last year, alleging it would have crippled American manufacturers by minimizing duties on U.S. imports of automobiles. Well, this is going to really slam American farmers who are losing their markets in Japan. And it's going to be a question of where are they going to sell their products to. Between the high tariffs and the GMO issue, it looks like our agricultural sector is going to take a major hit in the coming year. Now, we talk a lot about gold and silver and having at least part of your portfolio in metals and have it under your own control here. And again, a little piece of advice. The gold coins lose their value if you eat that chocolate part out of the middle, so don't do that. But there is a new metal out there which is really taking off, and it's vanadium. And not a lot of people know about it. It's used in small amounts that strengthen steel significantly. Probably heard of chrome vanadium steel. It's in high demand following new Chinese regulations on infrastructure and buildings. So the market for the metal is still very small, but it's definitely growing. And the supply of vanadium globally has been drawn down to nearly nothing. So it is definitely taking off for those who can acquire it and hang on to it for a bit. Now, here is an article. This came out of Investment Watch blog. And it asks, could the $38 billion given to Israel by the United States be used to feed, clothe, and shelter America's 500,000 homeless? Actually, I think there's more than 500,000, but we'll start with that. And getting out the old Hewlett-Packard calculator and running through the calculations, basically that comes to $76,000 per homeless person. That's enough to get them off the streets, get them into a rental property, probably buy a car. And it just shows that our government's priorities are not pointed at the American people. Down in Florida, a guy named Rigo Torres has set up a GoFundMe page called Support Tunnels Under Trump's Wall. And he's trying to raise money to buy shovels to dig tunnels underneath the border wall. So far, it's only collected $3,000 from just 256 people. Okay, there's the music. It's time for station identification, and we'll be back with hour number three and the lovely Lady Claire. Yeah.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.